Thank you, Sheldon.
Good evening, everybody. This is the regular board meeting for the Odyssey Charter School Board of Directors. We'll call the meeting to order, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I didn't get the public comment sheet. Okay, thank you, Kim. So we're going to go a little bit out of order because we do have an executive session that we're going to do first thing tonight. Well, not quite first thing. But we're going to start with staff and student achievements, Denise.
Good evening, everyone. I am very excited. So staff and student recognition is wrapped into one tonight, and I'm thrilled to welcome back Tessa Lynette and Sudhir Gonta. They traveled to Greece this summer through the Harvard Center for Hellenic Studies Initiative. So I invited them both tonight to come and speak briefly about their trip this summer.
We have a whole
I'll move.
Oh,
wonderful.
Excellent.
I don't know where to direct myself. I'm in theater, this is awkward. Before we say anything, I just want to start with the obvious. Thank you. Total life-changing experience, both personally and professionally for me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the obligatory awful selfie in front of the Parthenon. It's 105 degrees and we are pretty much dying. But it is in fact a wonder, and if he would have let me, I would have stayed for a number of hours, but it was really hot.
There's only one water fountain. So.
Yeah, and I lost my water bottle within the first 30 seconds, so much.
This is the view from the fortress in Nafplio, where the class was. That's Nafplio, beautiful city, as you can see.
Yeah, this was our first day there, and we climbed how many steps?
900 stairs.
900 stairs to get to the top, and if you can imagine, climbing all the way up is one thing, and then that sets uses one set of muscles. Going all the way down is the other set of muscles. You get to the bottom, and he could visually see my legs shaking.
Stuck all that night.
It was phenomenal. Also, I will never physically recover.
Exercise your brain and your body.
Sure. I kept saying, can you slow down? I'm 3 times your age, but no. So yeah, at the top, we went on, we did the entire circumference of the fortress, and it was lots of hiking, and you needed to see every battalion, and it was amazing.
This is one in one of the classes, so this is actually a discussion. I think this was about the ethics, so you go to one side if you agree with the statement. That's me standing there.
Do you remember what the question was?
No.
Okay.
Were you agreeing? Did you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the agree side.
Oh, yeah, this versus this. Okay. When we were in Athens, we were wandering around totally lost and found ourselves in this incredible street that was dedicated to, of all things, Mary Poppins. And as a theater person, I couldn't help but take this picture to bring back to my kids of like, theater is everywhere, look around you, set design, like that. Those umbrellas are 20 feet in the air, and it was just magical.
This is another thing from class. So one of the last things we did was we had to do a presentation on any topic we chose, but that had to relate back to one of the discussion topics. So that's one of the teaching fellows from Harvard. She's an undergrad from Harvard. And my group's topic was the ethics of anti-vaxxers.
Well, we had a lot of good talks about that. Yeah. So while he was in class, I took a lot of day trips. Including to, how do you pronounce it? Mykonos? Mycenae, that's what I meant. Mykines, thank you.
That's a different word. I learned two words, and how to get back to my hotel.
So this is the tomb for Clytemnestra. How do you say it?
Clytemnestra.
Okay, thank you. And as a history nerd and theater person, I just stood there and cried, as I did in most locations. It was, I can't stop saying thank you. I'll just start crying because it was amazing. This is us totally posing. These are our GQ poses.
I wasn't posing.
You were totally posing.
I was not posing.
What a profile.
You were having a real moment right there.
That was it.
I was totally posing. I grew up on a boat, so any chance I got to be on the water, I took. And I made lots of friends working at the theater festival while I was there. And one of them said, "Hey, I have a boat. Do you want to go?" And that was a no-brainer. But I said I needed my GQ pose because he had his. So.
This is fortress behind us right there. That's the one we climbed up. But this was a Saturday where we went out and did a community service. We picked up trash on one of the abandoned railroads in the city.
Yeah. He asked me the morning of, "Do you have any bug repellent?" So the big thing for me, obviously, was being able to see, I think I saw 7 different theaters. I think this picture is all around the school. Everyone has taken this picture. It doesn't mean that you don't personally need to take this picture. It was pretty profound. And I need to say, on a professional level, on a personal level, I'm gutted. But on a professional level, I came back and completely changed what my curriculum is for this year with 7th and 8th grade, to the point where we are only studying Antigone. How do you pronounce it?
Antigone.
Thank you. We're spending 4 months just studying one play, all of pre-production, all of the set design, all of everything. And it all came from being in these locations. This is the Theater of Dionysus.
Yeah.
Thank you. The oldest theater in the world, and I brought this picture into my students and, shocking, started crying, saying, you know, there are so few things in the world where you can actually pinpoint the location of when something so profound as, say, theater or any idea was born, and this is that place. And so, you know, I wouldn't be me if this hadn't happened. So, of course, I go and I sit in the audience and cry, and Suvir, my photographer, is basically like, "Tessa, we have got to go. It's 105 degrees. And I'm just like, you know what? I need a moment. And that's where it was going on there. Again, this is the theater at Epidaurus. This is where I worked. I ended up working while I was there, which was pretty incredible, invited by those who are part of the giant festival that occurs basically all over the country, but primarily here in Athens. And the people on stage are students. I worked at the school there. I can't talk about it without
weeping, but
thank you. These are some of my students. And then we had the privilege of going to dress rehearsal of their big main stage productions at that theater. And dress rehearsal means it's just a teeny tiny invited audience before the paying audience comes in. And so there's 75 of us in a 25,000 seat theater. A privilege I can never express again. Thank you. And this was Iphigenia. How do you say it?
Yeah.
Thank you. And again, I brought it into my students describing, like, hey, while we're studying Antigone, theater exists everywhere. You can do anything you want. We could do a roving production of Antigone all over school, where we tell the audience you're following us, etc. It could be in the courtyard. It could be in a swimming pool. Here is an example of how it does not need to exist on a traditional stage with a proscenium and curtains. And they were like, oh, okay.
This was actually the hotel lobby one of the days we got rained out. So we ordered pizza and stayed in. But this is everybody that stayed at the same hotel I was in. I had other friends that stayed at other hotels nearby or actually just commuted because they lived nearby. But this is just a picture.
They played a lot of cards every time I came downstairs.
Cards.
Cards, or you watched The Shining one night?
Yeah.
You go all the way to Greece and you watch The Shining.
This was, I'm in the back and to my right there's a dude. So this is the village he lives in and they had a festival. So we Greek danced and then we ate. Very similar to the Wilmington Greek Festival. You know, dancing and then there's people off to the side eating and drinking. This was, yeah.
Someone didn't make his curfew, but we don't talk about it.
This was fun.
Yeah.
You have to go do fun things. Go.
Yeah, this was just another restaurant in Nafplio. Two places to my right, that's another Harvard teaching fellow, that's Andrew. And then in the back, that's Matina, who oversaw everything. This is all the students, all the teachers.
Graduation day.
Yeah.
All of the sun was in your eyes and you were like, I can't take a picture, but it was forced upon you.
It's like 4,000. Same day, same place.
How cute. So yeah, that was our little trip.
If anyone cares, I have the text that we used in the class. So the class was about political philosophy and things. So it was 3 hours of discussion every day and then 3 hours of reading. If anyone cares, they can take a look through the book.
And another fun thing, I was formally invited back to work at the festival next summer. So hopefully
there you go.
Make that happen. I'm going to sell organs. And I would just be like, go for Kula. Just hi. So that's where we
start. Your own GoFundMe page. We'll contribute.
There you go.
So, Suvir, I'm going to put you on the spot if you don't mind. Tessa had shared how the trip affected her and what you're doing here in Sloan. I just have to ask, is there any like takeaways, whether it's the content or the culture? Like, what do you feel you brought back from Greece to Odyssey?
Well, first of all, I made a lot of friends. I still talk to them every day. But also, the class, I'd never been interested in anything related to philosophy or
something. Yeah, testified a lot. I'm a teacher, so I know.
But I'm really interested now. I have contacts at Harvard now. We're actually in the program. I'm considering actually taking it in college.
Excellent, very good.
Excellent.
Tessa,
Sevier. Okay, I'm sorry. Sevier, yeah, quick question. When did you start here at Odyssey?
When? Sixth grade.
Sixth grade. So did you get any actual Greek language skills? Did you use them at all?
So impressive. He walked in and he was my guide.
Awesome.
And his dialect, his accent is.
And how was your comfort level with just reading the signs, the, you know?
I'm better at reading than actually speaking.
So I mean, when you saw all the signs, you were kind of comfortable. Yeah, because I know when I went, it's like all the signs are in Greek.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I didn't have the background that I did. I could imagine it's like all these hieroglyphs, you wouldn't be able to translator.
No.
But you were comfortable.
Yeah. I had Peter Aquila in sixth grade.
Okay.
I had no idea what was going on, so anytime that we went on a walk, I was like, what is that letter? What is that letter? How does it sound? And he was telling me things I still don't understand.
That's so cool.
He was my guy. Yeah.
So I just want to give you, share with you what my grandfather who passed. He would say, in a Greek saying, for every second language you have, second language gives you another eye. Mm-hmm. It gives you another way to have a view of the world in another direction. So here you have an extra exposure to another world. Thank you.
Thank you
for sharing.
Thank
you very
much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
That's right. I tried. I don't know if that's right. Okay,
that's
cool.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very
you.
Much.
Thank you.
All right, Kim, were there any public comments?
No, I let two people walk in. I'll double check. There was not a mention.
All right, so we'll skip public comments, and now we're going to go into a very brief, hopefully, executive session because our attorney Mike Stafford is sitting in the back and I don't want to run up his bill too much with him waiting. Yeah, no. So do I have a motion to enter into executive session for discussion regarding collective bargaining?
I'll give that motion.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Hearing none, it passes unanimously, so we'll go into executive session. Thank you.